All right, it was a big, big day on Saturday. I got to marry a couple at White Castle. Yeah, that's a true thing. I am a man of the cloth. I can marry people. This is the second wedding I've got to do, so pretty exciting. I got to marry Jeffrey and Brandy.
Did you wear your penguin outfit or whatever? They wanted you to be the penguin.
I know. When I showed up there in just my suit, everybody was disappointed at me.
Oh, I told you.
I know. Everybody looked amazing. And here's a little audio from in Indianapolis. It's Fox 59. Notice how I'm giving them credit. Let me play a little bit of it. Listen to how amazing I sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the privilege for the first time to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Jeffrey Jackson.
Now, can we just give me some props right there for not screwing up their name?
Yeah, you did a good job.
I mean, I've done weddings before where I introduced a couple for the first time, a guy and a girl. I was like, and for the first time, I'd like to introduce Mr. and Mr. I'm like, son of a... So at least I got that right.
And there you have it. The pair got the chance after winning a radio contest.
Yeah, from Radio Now. Why do we never get credit for stuff on TV? I mean, we don't do much here on the Joe and Alex Show, but when we do get on TV, can we get a little of credit? This is why we ask you guys to check out our podcast, share it with friends, give it a like and comment.
Because God forbid nobody else does it around this town for us. Nobody. So we literally rely on you only to help us.
I think they're just assuming we're going to get fired soon, and that's the thing. But please, for the love of God, if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, can you tell people we're on Radio Now? Can you tell them to listen? 6 to 10. That's all I'm asking. Like, I want to have kids one day with my wife, and I want to be able to feed them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Just basic things. Alex wants to, you know, watch Netflix.
That's right.
And live, I don't know, she wants to hang out with her cockroaches, whatever it is. But it was a really cool time.
Where they submitted a story saying why they deserve to be married in the restaurant. The couple, who are middle school sweethearts, chose a superhero theme for their wedding, something they say they had planned even before winning this contest. In addition to the venue, Jackson and Pugh also got a cake, photographer, flowers, wedding bands, and a DJ. They say while unconventional, the wedding was all they could have hoped for.
It just feels amazing to have everyone here that loves us and will, you know, be here for us when we need them. It's just amazing. There's no words to describe what this feels like.
And congratulations to them. Jackson and Pugh say they originally planned to get married in the fall, but when they won this contest, they just couldn't pass up the opportunity.
I wouldn't either. Honestly, I enjoyed the wedding that I had with my wife, Lindsay, but this would have been my idea of a wedding. Seriously, it was awesome. Thanks to everybody, by the way, at White Castle. Like, Alex, you've seen the photos. I know you couldn't make it, but
they were awesome.
They did an incredible job for setting up inside there. Shout out to our Radio Now entourage and our staff, everybody that made the event so great. Thanks for the coverage from the news stations, even though they don't like the Joe and Alex Show and want us to be fired because they don't mention us. I mean, yeah. What, who is that? Who is there?
A local radio
station.
Yeah, but who?
No, it was a local radio station.
I know. Who?
It was a local radio station.
Oh.
Did you not?
Yeah,
you,
those people. Oh, yeah, I know exactly what radio station I want to listen to now. The local one.
I know. Like, they'll give credit to any other show. Any other show doing this would get credit.
Have you heard that morning show with the guy and the girl? It's a great show.
Oh, my God. You know, they're so funny because they sometimes... with their jokes, and then that one girl when she does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what show you're talking about.
I love that show on that radio station. They're local.
A local radio show.
It's a local radio show. It's really, seriously, you should listen to it. If you're not already, change your listening habits.
A local radio show is on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Wow,
Monday through Friday.
That's unique.
They play all the hits, commercial free on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. But it's you got to listen. It's a local radio station.
A local radio show.
Okay, I think we beat that one to death.
We pretty much rely on you telling your friends to listen to us.
So if you
honestly.
Do that, no, seriously, thank you. Because that you are our biggest advocates and the biggest... What?
It's so funny.
It just gets me so pissed. It's like, how hard is it? It's like, I just opening up the story gave credit to who the audio was from.
They don't want to be responsible for any of the crazy crap we say.
To be fair,
I
would never put, even our bosses don't even mention. They say, oh, well, we have a local morning show. It's really great.